month.
I'm honored. And I truly love being a guest on anyone's podcast. I feel like people are always like, thank you so much. Like, I feel bad asking or whatever. And I'm like, why? It's just like silly fun and I get to talk about myself.
Yeah, that's so true.
I'm always
that's
down.
That's a good point. You know what? I'm never going to feel bad about anything ever again.
Yeah. And you shouldn't.
Thank you.
What are your top five favorite things about yourself?
About myself? Oh, no. I mean, this is such a broad one, but I like my personality. Let's just go with that as an umbrella catch-all. Yeah. I feel like I'm mostly a delight.
Yeah.
You are a delight, just like June Squibb.
Thank you, just like June Squibb. And the two of us get compared all the time.
Yaki, you do remind me of June Squibb a little bit.
I get that a lot.
Yeah.
She's a delight.
Sure.
Now, on another note, Yaki, what is your worst quality?
My worst quality?
And this is a job interview.
Yeah,
we're just...
I feel like when I'm at my worst is when I'm driven by my own fears.
Yeah.
So I feel like my worst quality is when I let my many fears take over. And it's much better when I am in control of my fears.
Oh, and really quick, I think that we're transitioning into an episode of Febuscary. And here's the theme song of that. Yaki, what scares you the most?
What scares me? Oh, everything. I'm an anxious person. I feel like the way the country and the world is going is scary.
Yeah.
The way everything about how everything is set up, all of our systems are designed to destroy us, and that's mm-hmm. scary. You know, in general, people can be... I guess, you know, love and closeness, that's scary.
Terrifying,
whoa.
Yeah.
And trying and then failing and then just knowing that you're maybe bad at something is scary, especially if you don't have the energy or strength or time to try again and get better.
You know what? I hate that because it's like those things are so scary. Like love and closeness is scary, but also being alone forever is scary. And it's
terrifying.
Like trying and failing is scary, but also never trying and just being, you know, like just plateauing your whole life is scary. Why is everything scary?
Yeah, existence is scary and everything is like an either or where both options you lose.
Man, I'm going to have a lot to talk to my therapist about next time.
Yeah, man. It's like a real Skia and Charybdis scenario.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. And
I'm not going to ask what that is, and I also don't know what that is.
I'm most so glad I'm not the only one who has no idea what that
okay,
references.
Most people pronounce it like Scylla and Charybdis.
Yeah, Skia and Charybdis.
I still
No, they still know. Okay, it's fine. I knew what it was. Okay. I'm okay. Am I
and
okay?
And that concludes this episode of Febuscary. Here's the theme song again.
I think this is where I gotta
I can see him doing it. He's doing it. I believe
okay,
in him.
Host, he can do it. Put on the host cap. Nope, this one says MAGA.
Why would you put that on? Scott, why do you have that cap?
Why do you have that
hat? I don't know where it came from.
He seems defensive.
Yeah, he really does.
Okay, I'm putting on this hat. It says, host is... Nope. Okay.
Why
do you have so many MAGA hats?
No, that one was from the Ding Dongs. Okay.
Okay, that one's from the Ding Dongs. No further interrogation needed of that.
It was the hostess. The hostess hat. I'm gonna. Okay, now I'm gonna put on the host.
I thought he was saying the Ding Dongs wore MAGA hats. Which, yeah, you know, yeah,
I get that.
I bet it was like you when he used this. To go door to door and get people to try to vote for Trump.
Yeah. Scott's been doing that for a long time, actually. Long before Trump was even running.
Yeah, it was like 1998 he started going around the neighbors.
Oct vote for 1998.
That's prophetic.
Yeah, we do have clips from our old 1998 episode as well.
Mm-hmm. But we're not going to hear them.
Okay. Not today, no.
Welcome back to Month. I'm sorry, I did that too good. I did that too good. I gotta start over. I scared myself with how clean that intro was. Welcome back to Month. Month. The podcast. I'm hiding too.
Okay, who are you here with?
No, I'm...
Oh, sorry. I interrupted
your
flow.
You ruined his flow.
I ruined your flow.
He had
you
such a flow going.
My flow.
And it's
my
really... It flow. Sucks when we interrupt Scott's flow because it is... It's sort of like destroying a piece of art.
Yeah.
You know? Because when he flows.
Scott's like Banksy.
Mm-hmm.
I flow progressively.
Like the insurance.
Okay, what does that mean,
lady.
Scott?
It's like the insurance lady.
Yeah. But what does it mean?
Now that I can't tell you.
I'm hiding too. It's February yet. February yet. Where yet? Where yet? Where are you? And the you is me, Scott Brony the Pony, a.k.a. Stupider Descending. I guess I better come up with a new one. Idiot Shitter.
Wow.
Whoever will find me. Dad, you can stop staring at me.
It was
introduce yourselves, whoever will find me. I'm sorry, I can't host right now. I'm hiding. This is our Febnuera.
Hashtag Febnuera. Of course, I'm Rachel, and it was so brave of Scott to share Idiot Shitter, which was, of course, a nickname that people used to call him.
He really made it his own.
He really did. He took it back.
Yeah, he reclaimed it.
I'm Shelby. What's up? And I'm very small, and I'm looking for some tater tots.
I'm stuck in a big suit of armor.
That's also stuck in a giant thing of butter.
Yeah, we stuck her in the butter.
We can't get the armor out of the butter now.
Yeah.
It's a really big block of butter.
Do you think we can pull you up through the like face mask of the armor?
Ooh.
Can you fit through the face mask?
You know, I've never tried, but I do think that maybe I could sort of like Play-Doh or putty moving through it.
Rachel's like an octopus, so anything that her beak can fit through, she can fit through. Like she can,
no bones.
Yeah.
Yeah. But sometimes when I do that and it hurts, I get octopissed.
So we gotta find Scott. I mean, we're all here. Okay, so Yaki, or you should introduce yourself.
Oh, hi, I'm your guest, Yaki. Okay. Yaki Margulies.
Okay, yeah. Yaki Margulies, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know? What's your middle name? What's your social security number?
What's first pet? Mother's maiden name?
I'll tell you, I grew up with some cats.
Okay.
Smokey and Shayna. Shout out to them in podcast heaven, but I had some adorable fluffy cats.
Did they have a podcast?
All cats go to podcast heaven.
Yeah. Cool. I love it there.
All dogs go to regular heaven, and all cats go to podcast heaven, which is substantially worse.
Okay, so I'm going to be, Rachel's going to be trying to wriggle out of the suit of armor. I'm looking for this tater tot vault. So Yaki, you're on point for finding Scott wherever he's hidden, because we don't know how far away he is, where you're going to have to go.
Scott could be anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego is what these games are based off of.
And
anywhere.
So we'll definitely be here for backup. Like, keep our numbers on speed dial if you need our help. Also, we can hear Scott's clues too, so we can communicate.
Sure.
And let you know if we have any ideas, but like you're the lead detective here.
And I can't actually operate my phone, but I have it in the hand, and sometimes Casper the ghost can float along and kind of move it up towards my face. So if you need to get a hold of me.
Alright. I feel like if I need to get a hold of you, I also could just talk to you, because I feel like you might not be too far away, but we'll see.
He can be anywhere in the world, Yaki.
Yeah, he can be anywhere in the world.
You better learn some magic, Mike, if you want to find me.
Oh, no. All right.
That's clue number one. I'm sorry. I meant... You better learn some magic, Mike Yaki, if you want to find me.
All right, well...
That's the whole clue? Might be...
That's clue number one.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you something I do know is that Magic Mike is set in like Tampa, Florida.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't remember that. But before we go to Tampa, are you in Channing Tatum's house?
There's 21 plump suites and even more doors, dude. When it comes to finding me, let me tell you, you're screwed.
Okay.
That's clue number two.
In one of the many rooms in his house.
He does have at least 21 doors.
To be fair, we could be somewhere on the castle grounds, too. There's extensive... grounds out there. I thought about hiding out in his. He's got a little orchard. He's got a maze.
A garden maze. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay. He could be anywhere.
He could be anywhere. But he did say 21 plump suites.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it could be an orchard.
That's
true. It could be a hotel unrelated to his house.
That's true.
Maybe he has a murder hotel like H.H. Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's that.
It's Channing Tatum's murder hotel.
Yaki, how do you feel about H.H. Holmes? Would he make it on your list of your friends that are cannibals?
Yes, because he seems like he would eat flesh, and yes, he's my friend.
Cool.
My good, close, personal friend, H.H. Right. Holmes from the late 1800s.
Yeah.
We got that on record? Yaki is friends with a serial killer.
We're sending it straight to the FBI. this recording. Okay.
We'll see what else we can get from him, but I think we've done good so far.
Okay, I do remember.
Wait, this is not being recorded, is it? This is not being recorded?
No, we don't record this podcast.
No, we would never.
Good.
We would never record a podcast.
Whew, all right.
We asked you to find a mic.
Just for us.
Record backup. But we don't want it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought this mic was just a prop. It makes me feel more professional.
Mm-hmm. You look really professional.
Yeah,
you look really professional.
Thank you.
I'm always saying that about you.
Yeah, every time we see Yaki, we lean into each other and whisper.
This guy looks really professional.
Great. That's my whole goal is I want everyone to be afraid of me, and I want everyone to think I'm a professional.
Yes. That's what we know about Yaki.
Seems like I'm killing it with my intentions.
You ready for clue number three?
Yes.
I've never been more ready. So.
The dilemma in finding me is supercrossing my privacy.
The dilemma?
Well, Dilemma is definitely another Channing Tatum movie, because that was in my first clue also.
But what is, where in the, okay, so we know he's got to be in here, where we are, the Tatum Palace.
Supercross, what is that?
Super yeah, one bad? More time.
The dilemma in finding me is supercrossing my privacy.
Okay.
Now, privacy to me sounds like Channing Tatum's underwear drawer.
Well, also supercrossing makes me think maybe Superbad.
Yeah, I think Supercross is also a 2005 movie directed by Steve Boyum with Steve Howie, Mike Vogel, Cameron Richardson, Sophia Bush, and Channing Tatum.
So essentially, Scott at this point had so little faith in Yaki that after all of this Channing Tatum stuff, on the third person and the third clue, he thought he still needed to keep including more Channing Tatum movies because he wasn't sure if Yaki would be able to get yet.
All right, so is Privacy also a movie that he's in?
I feel like that might be more a clue word.
Okay,
like,
that's what I think too, but here, wait, let me double check. Privacy.
It might be the only clue word.
Yeah,
it's almost like you're giving one word per clue. Yeah.
So what's like a private place?
Well, it could be the bathroom.
Oh, mm-hmm. I like that.
It could be the bedroom.
Could be a bedroom, a bathroom. I feel like, okay, but in your bedroom, sometimes it's like, I mean, I guess sometimes you're like changing, but I feel like the place where you need the most privacy is the bathroom.
Yeah.
I like a public bathroom. I like, for me, with my bathrooms, I like to take a wall out. Maybe have a big sort of, display, like glass or something.
You like an open bathroom plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the open concept.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Open concept interior bathroom. Design. So maybe Scott's and Channing Tatum's open concept bathroom.
Could be. Let's look around.
Okay. Let's go find how many.
Because we do know, Channing Tatum, as far as we know, has never slept. But also, he goes to the bathroom a lot.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't wear underwear.
Yes. Ease of access.
Uh-huh. Okay. So I'm trying to think of private things that Scott might be doing in Channing Tatum's like bathroom or bedroom. I know Scott likes to piss on chairs, like upholstery. He likes to hide behind chairs.
Let's talk about chairs.
Is he in the toilet?
Maybe he's in the toilet. I mean, I think we might need another clue.
Sure, let's get that last clue.
John Arbuckle's in the tub.
What?
That was the creepiest. And I'm reading.
Watching him in the tub.
So what? Okay. Yeah. No. So Scott.
But if you want to scrub me for clues, you can do it all you want. I'm not gonna come clean for you.
What the fuck is going on?
So John Arbuckle is from Garfield, right?
Was that a part of the clue? The John Arbuckle part, or was that just something you wanted to say?
Is your dad still watching you?
Always no, not right now.
Is Christopher Guest in the room with you, Scott, so you can't talk anymore?
No, he's at my parents' house.
I thought you were at your parents' house.
No.
So your dad's at your house? Your dad's at someone else's house?
No, he's in Channing Tatum's bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Channing Tatum's bathroom. Apparently Scott's dad came with him into Channing Tatum's bathroom.
And so did John Arbuckle, who's in the tub.
But Christopher Guest stayed back at Scott's parents' place. I see.
It's so funny.
Scott, are you okay?
Are you okay?
Odie goes splash.
Okay, so I don't know what all these Garfield references have to do with Channing Tatum, but unless Does he have like a custom Garfield like bathtub or something?
Yeah, I think maybe. Maybe we should look in the bathrooms to find one.
Okay. Or maybe there's like a framed Garfield strip in one of his bathrooms.
Okay, I found one bathroom, but it seems to be Marmaduke themed. So okay. I think maybe we should.
I found a Family Circus one.
Yeah, shit.
Okay.
It is interesting that he has all these bathrooms, though.
This one's
Kathy. Here's a Luann one.
Okay.
Okay.
We have 21 suites to check, so we can get going.
And there's a bathroom in every one.
A lot of bathrooms.
You know what? Channing Tatum always did seem like a Kathy fan to me. Probably
okay.
A big Kathy guy.
Scott, can we hear that full last clue again?
And if you could do less of the kind of creepy giggling.
And stop, like, grunting while you say it.
Uh-huh. And stop touching yourself in that way. I'm not going to describe what way it is, but...
Okay. There's only 20 seconds left, so I guess I'll just tell you where I am.
No, give us
a
read that game one more time. We want to guess.
Again.
I didn't write it down.
So we know, okay, so we know he has a line of sight to the tub. He can see John Arbuckle in the tub, which means he must be just, like, standing.
I want to say he's, like, in the scrub brush on the edge of the tub or something.
I think he might be there. And he said he'll say he'll never get him clean, so maybe it's, like, the toilet.
Well,
like,
no, that part, I scrub me for clues all you want. I'm not going to come clean for you.
So, well, a toilet bowl needs to be scrubbed with a brush as well.
Yeah.
Like, come? Does he
like,
mean, like,
I'm not going to reveal my location.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was a cum joke.
Okay.
maybe he's just taking a shower and John Arbuckle's in the tub while he takes a shower?
Oh, is he? Are you, like, enveloped in the Garfield shower curtain?
Yeah. We really have to find this guard. Okay. We checked 20 other bathrooms. Mm-hmm. So we're down to this last one. He must be in here somewhere.
Has to be in here.
I'm trying to remember. Does Garfield, is he like in bubble baths ever in the comic or something?
Ooh.
I think he's mostly like in a little blanket.
Yeah. Is he known for taking bubble baths?
Probably
not. Is that one of his main things?
I was trying to picture images in my head of Garfield doing things.
And
you like,
immediately...
He's...
thought of bubble bath, a sensual bubble bath. He has candles lit. This Garfield. He has his headphones. He's reading an erotic romance novel.
Now, I remember that sometimes in the Garfield comic strips, John Arbuckle would be taking a shower, not a bath. And then Garfield, oh, the impish knave that he is, he would run in and he would flush the toilet, which somehow makes the shower cold. And then John Arbuckle would be like, Garfield!
Okay, so is that where Scott is? Flushing the toilet?
Let me read one more clue. I'll give you one extra.
Okay.
I'll give you one extra.
A freebie.
Okay? Okay. I'm reading a very good Garfield comic book strip where John Arbuckle is taking a bath and people are watching him from outside while standing inside of Channing Tatum's shower and reading it.
So I feel like that was less of a hint and more just you're standing in his shower reading Garfield.
Yeah.
Did I just say that?
Yes.
And that was, first of all, actually, Scott, that clue was a very good clue. That led us right to you.
Yeah, we just pulled back the shower curtain and there you are.
Secondly, can I say, if I just had any notes about the clue or your clues in general, it seems that you focused more on what you're reading than where you are.
I like to immerse myself in what I'm reading, and it distracts me from the fear of the man. He doesn't want me to get those tots. Here's an ad for those tots.
He does. He hits us so hard, Channing Tatum does. Did you know that 1 in 5 children is in the 20th percentile of children who may or may not have tater tots? That's why here at Channing Tater's Tot Emporium, we are going 4 tots for 4 tots for tots for tots. That's right. If you buy 4 tots, we will donate 4 tots to Channing Tater's Tots for Tots, a charity organization. Think of the children.
When you are down and the world kicks you around, you've got to get a tot. When you feel blue and don't know what to do, you've got to get a tot. And there's only just one place to get a tot with Mr. Tatum's face, the Channing Tater Tot Emporium. Now located at shopping malls everywhere, in the back of Abercrombie & Fitch, behind the cargo shorts. As long as the employees do not notice and kick us out again. Usually they don't notice because the people who work here are either children or middle-aged men who peaked in high school and are too busy mansplaining delt workouts to underage girls. Good looking out, Robert. Doing a bang-up job. Well, there are so many shirts and pants just sitting here that need to be folded. And this guy is... Huh, what even work here if you're just gonna... I said polo shirt, extra medium, double wide. Can you please check in the back?
I said the Channing Tater Tots Emporium.
Warning, tots may taste like fierce cologne and be hazardous to consume in most traditional methods.
So it's funny, Scott, because we checked the tub and the shower multiple times and you just like weren't there.
There's 21 jump suites. I wasn't in that tub.
Got it.
Yeah, I was in the far side bathroom first.
Yeah.
I liked the far side one. It's got those cows.
Yeah.
I think great I shower found curtain. I think there's a secret 22nd jump suite. And that might be where the tots are hidden.
Wow.
We'll have to investigate this.
We gotta find it. Well, while you guys were doing that, I've just been over here in the butter in the kitchen. And Channing Tater came in here actually looking for a snack, of course. As we all know, Channing Tatum eats Sabra hummus. And just Sabra hummus. He gets a little tiny little bit on his pinky finger and he puts it right on his gums. And just rubs it right in there, and that gives him all the protein and all the nutrients that he needs. And then he saw me in the butter and he beat me up a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. But eventually, after he gave me a purple nurple and he gave me a whipped me, and he hit my face and most other parts. Eventually, we worked out an agreement, which is we are going to now be producing a movie called Channing Tater Tots for Tots Presents Gambit.
Finally, a Gambit movie.
This is the only... He really has a one-track mind. This is the only way we can get him to work on the Tater Tot thing. And so... But what it's going to be is it's going to be the movie Gambit, but instead of throwing cards, he's throwing tater tots. And for copyright reasons, we have to call him Hambit.
All right.
So what do you think about that, Yaki? We're thinking... Channing and I were kind of rapping about it a little bit, and he's going to be sort of in a giant... His costume's going to be made out of ham, I think.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if it's related to Hamlet? So, I don't know. Which X-Man is which character from Hamlet, do you think, Yaki?
Ooh, I've read Hamlet once, and I don't remember enough about it, but I'm going to say Kelsey Grammer is Beast again.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good. He maybe would be like the king of Hamlet.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Or wait, do you mean the king, like the uncle king or the dad, the ghost king?
Oh, yeah. Which one do we think? The murdered father or like the uncle?
I think Kelsey Grammer's the uncle.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Me too.
And then maybe Patrick Stewart is the ghost daddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like
okay,
that.
So Charles Xavier is the dad. That makes sense. No, Kelsey Grammer, just like Newman Wolf, is a natural born antagonist, I think. So I also, Channing Tatum told me that we had to include this in there. I don't really like it, but he said Polonius Bolonius. So we have Hambit, which is, so it's Gambit with the plot of Hamlet wearing a big ham suit. And I guess Polonius is wearing baloney.
Baloney. Okay.
There's a lot of layers to this. I think it's sharp. It's clever.
You know what? I feel bad that I was going to just try to do a heist on a single tater tot from Channing Tatum's tot vault.
Yeah, drop that tot. It's time to make Hambit.
Right, because this is a way better idea. Well, I'm glad we were all found.
Yeah, it was, I'm so glad I could help you all.
Thank you so much, Yaki. You saved our lives and opened up a new professional relationship between us and Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
I can't guarantee he won't beat us up again.
Gotcha.
He gets upset.
And since I saved all of you, can I get that raise that was promised to me in a previous episode?
Yeah.
We'll talk about, we're definitely going to talk about
that. Okay, sure.
Maybe
a
10%.
Hey, Yaki, we'll email blast you about that later, for sure.
Okay, great.
We'll raise the Roseanne bar, my favorite comic.
I love Channing Tatum in Roseanne.
That's a bad take.
Were we even recording that? I don't know. Anyway.
We were.
Okay, good.
Can I get all of your opinions on this comic strip really quick? You know, I'm going to read it to you. Because
okay.
I think it's really good. So it's Jon Arbuckle is singing to himself. He's getting into the bath. He's in the bath, and all of a sudden, Odie jumps in the bath and he can't take a peaceful bath. And then all of a sudden the mailman delivers mail to him through the window and he can't take a peaceful bath. And then all of a sudden the paper boy throws the paper right in his fucking head while he's in the bath and he can't take a peaceful bath. And then he's like so annoyed that he's like, I'm here, world, come and see me. And then there's an old couple watching from their porch, like the next house over. And the lady's like, I'm going to go join him. And the husband's like, he's joking. And it's just, isn't that just so funny?
It seems pretty funny to me. Garfield is a classic for a reason.
It does remind, it is very much like a sketch someone wrote in a sketch writing class that I did.
Yeah. Also, now that he's holding it up to the screen, I can see that this is a real comic. Yeah. I'm going to say, I definitely thought it was not real.
Yeah.
But okay.
Egg on our faces.
Yeah. There always is.
So yeah, Yaki, if anyone wants to find you to have you do, or to listen to your music, to listen to your comedy, to have you do some amateur sleuthing for them.
Where in the world is Yaki Margulies?
Well, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Yaki Margulies, or I don't know, if you just Google me or if you search my name on like any music site, you'll find the music stuff.
Yeah, it's good
music.
I've
got two EPs and hopefully a third on the way. Thank you.
We
Thanks
like
for
it.
Listening.
Yeah, giving you those plays on Spotify.
Yeah,
and if it's the first Friday of the month, it's Bandcamp Friday, and
it is.
More
and by
money.
The time you hear this, it won't be.
No. But if it's the first Friday of the month,
oh yes,
and you download,
please go
it,
buy it.
Then, like, I think the math is 9% more of the profits will go to Yaki.
Okay.
Something like that. You know what? Honestly, even if it's not Bandcamp Friday, just go get my EPs, please. But yeah, nice. Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to plug myself.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
You can download his two EPs on Bandcamp or other streaming services, or you could download his three EPs of month.
Definitely,
the podcast.
Definitely listen to Yaki. If you're looking for something after you've listened to Yaki's music, you want to come check out maybe something else I've done, listen to The Rom Complex, also on the OK Owl Network.
Ooh.
That's right. And there's also Contest of Content on there.
On hiatus, Contest of Content.
On hiatus. But I've heard they've been in talks about doing an episode sometime.
Who knows? Maybe they have.
Only one way to find out. Go check it out.
Exactly.
And there's also maybe Easter egg content. If you just type in every link possible, you might find more podcasts.
Yeah, that's true.
www.a.com.
So really what we like to plug.
B.
Try looking for everything on the internet. You'll be surprised what you find.
There might be more on the OKL network.
Exactly.
Maybe.
And this concludes another episode of Month, The Strange Unraveling of Comedy.
Scott, do you want to send us out, or Yaki, do you want to pick a song?
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to think what the themes are. Let's just say, the newspaper hit me in the fucking face when I was trying to just take a nice bubble bath.
Yeah, Scott has a song called that.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't understand the title, but I'll do it.
Okay, good. Thank
Here
you.
Here we go.
Bye, bitch. Okay.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Okay, owl.